That's a gay purge. Get all the gay out in June.
Oh, get your gay out.
Get your gay out in June.
It's a gay baby. Gay baby.
I guess it's Pride Month. You can say that.
You failed as a parent.
So yeah. I'm going to smoke crack with the bums down at the boardwalk.
Smoking some crack on the boardwalk.
Vicky Valens.
Vicky Valens. That was a dope-ass song, though, dude. It's so romantic. And it was definitely something that Donna did to him.
Oh, she fingered him.
That made him write that song.
You don't know that for sure.
I've seen the movie.
He could be project. Oh, so what happened? What'd she do to him?
He dies in an airplane.
What? That's not Donna's fault. You know, she's a helicopter pilot.
She opened the door at 30,000 feet.
And jump, Ricky, jump.
You won't do it, Ricky.
You a bitch.
I'd do anything for you, Donna.
Damn, Ricky was so in love, dude. Yeah,
was he 17 when he died?
I don't know. Was he that young?
I think he was 17.
No, yeah. Wait. Can we look that up?
Who?
Richie Valens.
Richie Valens, dude.
Age of death. No way he was 17, dude.
How old do you think he was?
I think he was like 24, 25.
Really?
Yeah. Well, but did you know that Richie Valens had that reoccurring dream of him dying in an airplane crash?
That's some BS Mexican wise tale, dude.
No, it's not.
It's not even true at all.
It's not even a Mexican flick. Lou Diamond Phillips played him. He's fucking Vietnamese or some shit.
Looks like he was 18.
Oh, damn.
Or he was like,
I ain't joining the military.
Damn, Ricky was 18, yeah. Dude.
He actually was not even quite 18 yet.
So you're right, dude.
When
he was 17.
Of
course I was right.
Wow.
That's crazy. He had that much. Well, I guess he didn't get to, like.
He was like K-pop of Mexico.
He didn't get to.
Why does he look 45 in this picture?
Dude, everybody from back then.
She does not look good.
Yeah, that is a bad.
That's actually him, isn't it?
Hard 17. I don't know. I mean, it seems to be.
It's the internet, dude.
That guy looks like a CM. Oh, that's creepy, dude.
Solo.
Holy monitor. Shit, dude. He looks like 45.
He looks like he knows he's going to die in a helicopter crash.
I have a
dream.
He kept having that reoccurring dream,
yeah, dude.
Yeah, dude,
he lived 51 years in 17 years.
Yeah, Mexicans age in dog years. I've said this before.
Just kidding.
Whatever, dude. Look at me.
I'm looking.
Oh, man. What's going on, Nick?
Hey, Pedro.
Who do you think you are? Welcome to another episode.
Hey, CJ.
What's up, babies?
Shades off this episode. That's a new one.
Wow.
You can see clearly now the gay is gone.
I'm going to smoke crack with the bums down at the boardwalk.
Damn.
Happy Pride Month,
that's
everybody.
That's probably a good time. Smoking crack with the bums down at the boardwalk.
They got some stories.
Talk about living 55 years when you're 23.
The thing that sucks about the stories of bums and people that smoke crack, though, is you can't believe any of the stories. I mean, they're so delusional. So they could have this crazy life. I'm like,
that's so true.
And at one point, you kind of like glamorize it. And then another point, you're like, what are you talking? Like, this is all made up.
Shit, dude.
You've never left under the bridge.
Damn, imagine not leaving under the bridge ever in your life, dude.
Oh, yeah, or there's people that live in the Vegas tunnels.
Oh, like the underground
people.
Have
you ever watched that?
Yeah. I haven't watched the whole thing, but I've seen.
Oh, it's boring.
I mean,
it's like, I'm going to keep on watching this on Vice.
Oh, yeah, Vice.
More like the Cuck Network, dude.
Whoa, really? Yeah. They've cucked out?
Oh, yeah.
They're cucking to everybody?
Oh, they've been full.
Who's cucking them,
dude? For a while. And I'm Nick, and happy Pride Month, everybody. I know we didn't bring it up last week, but we did plenty of gay bashing, so I think that
Surprise!
Makes it up for it. And also, there's this thing that I've been doing with my daughter every morning.
Are you allowed to say this online?
I showed you a video. There's a video of it. I saw it, and this is the kind of things I do in Pride Month with my precious daughter.
Oh, God, I fucked up. I fucked up hard.
All right.
Here we go.
CJ, if we can bring up the video, please.
It's a gay baby. Gay baby.
Bring it to manifest greatness.
Gay. Please be gay.
Holy shit.
No.
What the?
Okay.
I love it. She's like, ah, when the baby's like coughing.
She does not like
be
that baby.
Be what you want to be, but be gay. Okay? Thank you.
Oh, shit.
This is pride.
People like that shouldn't fucking reproduce.
No pressure.
Gay people?
No pressure.
No, I'm talking
about
the blacks.
No pressure, but pressure is all she's saying, dude. And so I've been doing that in the mirror every morning. So I've been having a gay baby.
That's super good of you,
there's
dude.
Nothing better than having a gay baby in the month of June.
Nothing good.
You know what I mean?
Yeah. You want them to be civilized.
I want them to be civilized. And that baby's in trouble. I mean, a black and gay, that is the trials and tribulations.
The trifecta is in.
Yeah.
So, yeah, that's going to be tough. And to my right, lovely right, my double guava sour ale, I like to call him.
I'm Pedro, and I'm the double guava sour ale, because he likes to call me that. And what's up, folks? I just want to say I'm happy to be here. I'm grateful to be here. And let's have a good time today, dude.
You shut up!
Now on to the next.
Hey, what's up, everybody? I'm Chris James. Follow me on Instagram at CJ Talks Funny. I'm a pretty good follow.
Are you? I was going to say that.
I think so.
Yeah.
I was talking about RFK Jr. today, how he's like
gay.
RF Gay Jr., more like it, right?
That's pretty funny. That's worth following.
I'd follow that, dude. For that kind of content?
I'd follow a fucking dump truck of an ass.
Somebody was like asking what kind of a president he'll be. I'm like, if you want your president to believe that ice cream will give you AIDS, RFKJ, let's go.
Does he think ice cream gives you AIDS?
Or vaccines or something.
Oh.
I don't get it.
I don't get it either.
Do you guys know who Robert F. Kennedy Jr.
Yes.
is?
Yes. What's the ice cream and AIDS thing?
I don't know if you've
Where's
had
that coming from?
I have no idea.
Because there's viral videos of black people licking ice cream. All of a sudden, ice cream has AIDS? That's crazy.
No, somebody asked me if he would be like licking ice cream his entire presidency or using his speeches to just tighten up his type five.
Mm-hmm.
Making fun, obviously, of the president and the former president. And I said, no, he believes that ice cream gives you AIDS. And any talk of school shootings will be automatically reverted to the fact that the CIA killed his uncle.
Well, if this wasn't live, I would have already unfollowed CJ Talks Money. So. That fun follow got weird really quick. Yeah. That's you follow somebody on the way home, and they start going to weird places. You know what I mean?
Yeah, absolutely.
You start feeling like the creep because you're following
them
home.
What am I doing with my life? Jeez Louise, unfollow this dude.
Gotta stop following
this
guy.
That's crazy, dude.
I'm going to smoke crack with the bums down at the boardwalk.
Oh, Bam Margera, dude. He's not doing good.
Is he not doing good?
No, that's from...
What was it? A couple of weeks ago, he's lost in the woods?
Well, yeah, because he's not able to see his son. So I think he's freaked out at his brother at some restaurant. Just kind of stormed out. Then he went kind of missing in the woods for a while. And recently, he just posted another video because he hasn't seen his son in like 2 months.
That's always a good sign. When you just go missing for a couple of months in the woods... Sal, you're doing good.
You're going to come back stronger.
Yeah, I mean, you're connecting with the wilderness. You know, you're getting grounded. Instead, you're going to come back way better than you left.
Instead of an ayahuasca trip, you did an Alzheimer's Bush trip.
¿Quién crees que eres?
Throwing up and shitting.
Jeez Louise.
This is an official message to anybody that cares about me whatsoever.
Uh-oh.
Nobody here.
I haven't seen a Phoenix.
Holy shit, I thought that was a black man, dude. I swear to God.
So fucking
he's kind of like a black guy.
Just because he's talking about smoking crack?
Because he can't see his son, you think he's a black guy?
Every day, knowing that I probably won't get to talk to him or see him.
It's
so
sad.
Yes, Nikki drives me to fucking drink. Mm-hmm. So does my fucking mom.
Yep.
And so does my fucking pep talk.
My mom and dad piss me off.
I hate my mom and dad. This was so cool when I was 16, but now that I'm 37, it's kind of fucking sad.
And my brother.
He beat the shit out of his parents their whole life. Now he's like, I hate him.
And he thinks it's called Castle Jess. And then I have to listen to my mom say, Bam, you do have a house. Really, Abe? Where? Well, it's Castle Bam. Well, if I go there, then the police will come. And Naveed, the shaman, my best friend, came in for fucking Persia.
Naveed, dude, the
that's
shaman.
From Persia.
I can't even go show him my own property.
That sucks. This is where it gets good.
Damn.
Stand behind the gate. So, yeah, April, I don't have a fucking house. So I'm going to smoke crack with the bums down at the boardwalk until I'm dead unless you deliver me fucking Phoenix.
Yeah.
To what, Nikki, or anybody that wants to help. I want Phoenix.
I'm smoking crack till you give me my son, CPS. I don't care what anybody says.
If somebody wants to kidnap my son and bring him to me, I'm asking you to do this.
Figure it out right now.
He literally said anybody that wants to help.
Jeez,
I haven't seen
Louise,
it. You're like, what?
Dude. Yeah. He is not doing good. Oh, my God.
Talk about a jackass.
I didn't know things were so dire in the household.
It does suck losing a castle to your brother. And the brother renames it too. He's like Castle Bet Jess or whatever. Too. He's like, my Castle Bam.
Wait,
he's
like, so Castle Bam is where he lived.
He used to live
with his lady.
Yes.
And the kid.
Yes.
So then he was fucking up. She kicked him out.
Yeah.
His brother moved in.
No, I don't know if like maybe he just owns it or something. I don't know if Nick, I don't even know anything about their relationship, Nikki and him, but they just have a kid together. But it's just funny to lose your castles, your brother. Like, fuck, man.
Damn it, dude.
Hey, what a, like, medieval storyline. Right?
But this is the medieval storyline. Yeah. Like,
of modern
like,
time.
When was that? Yeah. Like, he stole my castle, mom. Yeah. The police are going to come.
One brother, like, made it famous, like, as a musician or a bard. And then the other brother made it famous, got rich, like, beating up his parents. Yeah, exactly. And he, like, stole the castle. And then later on, he got, like, usurped by the bard.
And I love how like, he dope builds like a moat around it too with alligators to keep Bam out.
Damn, that's so, that would be so funny.
It's just a moat full of crackheads.
Yeah, true. That's the bridge he's talking about. Yeah. He's going to smoke crack with, down with the
trolls
bum.
Down by the moat. damn, dude, he's tripping out. That's so sad.
It is sad they're not
serious. It's also playing the victim like. A yeah. lot, because obviously you can do shit about it.
Yeah,
the still, only yeah, stop smoking crack with well, the bums yeah. down at the fucking pier. But, dude.
It's not his fault though. It's Nikki drives him to drink. His mom drives him to drink. My mom still drives me to drink. My mom and my dad, they tick me off. That's why I'm such a drunk.
Dude, that's super sad. I'm How 35 old is he now?
With parent issues.
Yeah.
How old is Bam? Do we know?
Is this the age episode of celebrities?
I know
because yeah. I like it.
How old do you think he is?
54.
Jesus,
no, is that overshooting?
He looks like Phil.
His uncle. He does. It's crazy. 47?
You saw it. You cheated.
No, I did not see it, honestly. I swear to God, I didn't.
But you were right.
wait, what?
Yeah.
Can carry on.
If it's within a few years, he cheated.
He's 43.
The liar. He's 43.
Is he really?
Yeah.
No way.
I didn't possibly know that. I couldn't have possibly known.
Smoke crack with the bums.
Yeah, fuck you guys, dude. Just because I beat you at the game, dude.
Damn, 43 and smoking crack. That's wild. It's crazy that trajectory to go.
It's crazy to still have
he
that mentality.
He probably has CTE, though, too. He probably has some kind of CTE.
Yeah,
you're
probably not wrong about that.
Yeah.
He bumped his head a couple of times.
No, they're just from skateboarding, just from the, you know what I mean? From Jackass.
Exactly. That's what I'm saying.
Yeah, he absolutely has CTE.
Yeah.
There's no way he doesn't.
Yeah, he also has diabetes from the looks of it.
He also has AIDS, dude. From fucking.
That's not funny.
That's too you don't far. Joke about that.
Don't joke about AIDS.
In June, especially, dude. Yeah. What the hell?
And Pride Month? Yeah,
Pride Month?
That's okay.
I'm going to smoke crack with the bums down at the boardwalk.
That's insane.
You're dressed
man.
For it, honestly. You could definitely smoke. And also, if you're going to smoke crack on the boardwalk,
I traded some
that's
crack
a great place books. To smoke crack. I mean, you could be in rainy Seattle in the city.
Yeah. True.
You know,
under
it's like
a bridge
cold,
somewhere.
Or like Arizona, yeah. which yeah, is like dry heat. It's like, or go to the boardwalk.
The boardwalk is probably, honestly,
on
crack
the
on
boardwalk.
The beach. I'm smoking some crack on the boardwalk.
Lend me your hand. Where is Phoenix? I'm gonna kill myself
without my son.
Kidnapping my son on the boardwalk.
Damn, that's insane.
It is insane.
That's poor super. Guy. That's so sad.
Yeah,
he could do something about it though.
What could he do?
Let's kidnap his son.
We should.
Dude, do you think he's
that
got,
would be the movie for like Who a, Do You Think You Are?
Do you think, yeah.
Who Do You Think You Are?
That'll finally put us on
Bam
the map.
Bam Margera's son.
Same Phoenix.
We're like, here you go. He's like, what?
Yeah.
Do you think he's got like a ransom on the kid? Like a
head? A hit?
Yeah, like a... Well, but like the opposite. Like you bring it to him. Bring him to him.
He would have mentioned that probably in that video.
I don't know. Maybe we got to go into 4chan. His posts on 4chan are probably more...
I don't think crackheads know how to use 4chan.
Crackheads are the only ones using 4chan.
They live on 4chan.
Crackheads love Reddit.
They don't know how to get off of 4chan.
That's what I'm saying. They're like, oh, there's an 8chan?
Yeah, might as well be called 4 Crackheads. I hate you guys.
What do you mean? Why do you hate us?
Because you hate me. It's reciprocal.
We don't hate you.
Are you sick still?
No.
At all?
No.
Try that beer. It's so
good,
you've
already smoked with him.
That's true.
And you kissed me. You literally kissed me the second you came inside.
But
like,
I mean,
Nick.
I kissed your dick. It doesn't, you can't transfer.
Germs don't get to your dick. It's too low. It's too far.
That's good.
Isn't it good?
Sour as hell. I haven't had sour in a long time.
You want to try that?
Yeah.
I'm Give sick. That's all fair just, warning, I'm sick.
Yeah. If any of us are sick, now we're all sick.
God damn, dude. I'm going to have to go shoot up some IVs. Well, you ever do that?
Weird.
No, I would try it though.
I would
Vegas
try it
or something. It's expensive though.
It is. It's like $400,
something like that. Yeah.
Even if like, because I know like maybe like a month ago, my wife was sick, mm-hmm. and she was like looking into that, and she's like, I called like three places, and they're all like $350.
Yeah,
I'm just like, holy shit, fucking tough it out, because yeah, we ain't got that type of money, dude.
Yeah, fuck that, dude.
You know what I'm saying?
I don't like getting IVs.
Me either.
Uncomfortable.
Yeah, it's weird.
It's super uncomfortable, especially like when you're at a hospital. And I had the IV from that Friday night that I was there to like Saturday afternoon when they like released me. I had
you were getting that drip.
I was getting that drip for sure.
Drippity drop.
Drip, drip, drop, dude.
You like the way it drips when I pull it out of you.
Whoa. I guess it's Pride Month. He can say that.
You can say that.
But yeah, no, like it, like even started bruising up here and shit.
Damn,
you know?
So
like,
vato,
Holmes,
vato,
what the hell?
Orale, Holmes,
pinche vato, no. Who are you talking to, dude?
I was just gonna say,
trying to get your flirt on in the chat, dude, without us knowing.
I was gonna say hello to Gerardo, but all right.
Yeah, but I would be
sorry,
down
Riley.
I would be down for the IVs for sure.
Riley's in the chat. She thought it was gross. I think probably whatever I just said.
Well, yeah, he said a puddle of cum when you drip.
And I didn't say that.
He says we attack him for not and wanting him. He disgusts us.
We're right there with you, folks. Yes. You know, we just know we're his only friends.
It's not true. He has a lot of friends.
No, he does have a lot of
parents.
Friends. They're not my
Phoenix.
Friends.
Phoenix. Ben Margera, dude. Ben
Margera's son.
Dan Margera's wife is trying to keep my only friend from me.
Yeah, that's not nice of her, dude.
That's definitely not nice of her.
I'll kick her ass, dude.
Yeah.
Yeah, you should put a hit on her, dude. That's next move, Bam. Fucking put a hit on her, dude.
Yeah, the
hire a hitman, dude.
The metal singer of Azalea Dying did that. He hired a hitman in the Borders.
Oh, for real?
$15,000 to kill his wife.
Did they do it?
No, they caught him. It was like an undercover.
Oh,
it was funny.
Damn, that sucks for him.
Yeah, I know. So he went to jail for a while. Then he came back.
No way.
Now they make music again, which is kind of interesting.
Oh, yeah. Well, I plan on murdering my wife, but here's this new tune that I just...
Yeah, they changed their name to As She Lay Dying.
Dude, it was always about her. That was good.
It was always about her. I think then there's the guy three doors down.
In this marriage.
Yeah, just like the guy, I went three doors down, and I think he put a car bomb on his wife.
Holy shit, dude. What is going on with these people?
Yeah, I know, it's crazy.
Oh my God.
Then one of the Jonas brothers put a hit on the other brothers.
No way.
So just Jonas.
That's new news?
No, I just made that up.
I know. I was trying to go with
it. Oh, because you followed the Jonas brothers.
Yeah, because I love the Jonas
brothers. He was trying to yes and you.
That's nice of you to respect that. That's how you make a podcast work.
Sometimes, yeah.
If
you catch
my
yes
hand, dude. If somebody's you're playing volleyball, somebody just hits it out of the court, and they're like, why didn't you dive for it? I'm like, because it was...
Yeah. It was an absurd, distance away. I was never going to get to it.
Yeah.
So let it go. Sometimes you got to let it go, too, dude.
Sometimes you have to let it go.
Sometimes you got to let it go. And if you got anything from this podcast today,
sometimes you got to let it go.
What the hell happened there, dude?
He was as payback.
And now a word from.
From who, dude?
Yeah, who?
From your fucking mother.
¿Quién crees que eres?
Hi, Mom.
What's up? And now a word from presidential candidate Robert F. Kennedy Jr.
He's making some good points, though.
Who's funny now, bitch?
That is so funny, dude.
One of my favorite things about people that complain about RFKs are like, but his voice is so terrible. I'm like... Joe Biden can't string together a sentence. What are you talking about?
Or what? What are you talking about?
It's like, but it just is, it's hilarious. Like,
it's like a guy who can't talk or a guy who can't talk without falling down.
And Trump has like a fucking 13-year-old mentality. He's
right.
Like, shut up.
He
talks too much and says nothing.
Yeah, he says nothing.
And then we've got Ron DeSantis or whatever who wants to like fist fight a Disney character.
Oh,
what
damn.
Is that about?
I'd pay for that. Is that
him and Disney?
I know. What are they fighting so bad about?
Because Disney's gay.
That pisses
and
him off.
And he's like, fuck that. Not in Florida.
He's like, I don't remember my Disney being gay.
Not when he's done with it.
So that's actually what he's upset about? Just all the gay and stuff that Disney's doing? I'm mad about it too, to be honest with you. Enough is enough.
I don't want to talk about it before, Happy but now Pride that I know month, somebody else is out there talking about it, I'm gonna go ahead and come out with it. I hate it.
I'm happy it's Pride Month. It doesn't piss me off at all, dude. You know what I mean? I'm glad. They should have a month.
They should have a month.
But then, then for the rest of the 11 months, let me hate you.
Straight pride.
Yeah. Anti-pride.
Anti-pride?
Take your pride back in the closet. You have June. You know what I'm saying? You have a whole month to celebrate your gayness. Now, after that, I don't want to see it. Keep it off the streets. Keep it off the TV. Keep it off the shelves.
Get out of here.
Get out of here.
Like, what's that movie that they're able to, like, murder once?
Purge.
Like, the Purge.
Oh, yeah. The Purge.
It's like a gay Pride Purge. Yeah. It's a gay Purge. Do all your degeneracy
in August. Kill as many gays as you can. No, just kidding. I shouldn't have said that.
Get all the gay out in June.
Oh, get your gay out.
Get your gay out in June.
And get your gay out.
The rest of the month, or the rest of the year.
Correct.
Get your gay out in June, and then get your gay out of here.
Yeah. Act correctly.
Yeah. It's
a gay purge. I like
that.
You
know what it is? You know, it's like what all the corporations are doing right now. Mm-hmm. All the major corporations are super gay in June, and then all right, well, back to normal.
Their gender. As soon as July 1st, it all changes. They're
sexual fluid, dude. Gender fluid. Does that make sense?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Riley in the chat said, we don't talk shit on the JB. I don't remember what the JB is unless we're talking about the president.
Joey Boners.
Oh, Joey Bananas.
Gerardo said, fuck Disney. And then Riley said, you guys are fucked. Which is true.
Yeah.
You're not wrong, Riley.
Yeah. We're like this close to being banned permanently from YouTube.
No, we only have one strike, dude.
We got two more, right?
Those gays.
We got two more in us on this episode.
It expires in August.
Oh, the Jonas Brothers. They are more important than Joe Biden.
Yeah, that is true. That's the real JB.
Yeah.
That's the real JBs?
Yeah, the JBs.
I've always liked the Jonas Brothers, dude. I thought they were good.
What's your favorite song
with them? I thought they were
cute. Oh, that one.
That's a good one.
That they sing?
Oh, yeah. You thought they were cute?
Mm-hmm.
You think you'd let them all have their way with you?
At the same time?
Yeah.
It's kind of incest, isn't it?
Kind of.
Who cares?
It's also kind of hot.
It's also
it's not incest if it's gay.
It's not incest if it's a foursome.
That's a great point. It's not incest if it's gay. Thank you, CJ.
Gerardo said, we need a movie talking about Italian guy working with Mexicans at a seafood restaurant.
Ooh.
What would that be called?
I regret reading that.
That was mean.
Yeah, that was mean. Be nice, CJ. Is it so hard during Pride Month to be prideful and be joyous and be gay?
Oh, he's back in the fold. He said he's down for the gay movie.
Ooh.
Saved yourself there, buddy.
He can be an extra.
Oh, yeah. Extra huge cock. No, I'm kidding. If it's related to Pedro, it's not good. It's not hanging, dude.
You don't think so?
No, it more pokes out.
Yeah, it's kind of a,
it never goes down, just kind of stays out.
I'm just a poker, dude. I'm perky. I got a perky dick. You know how girls have
poker dick.
You know how girls have perky tits?
Yeah.
Oh, I got a perky dick.
You got a perky dick?
Yeah, it doesn't droop.
The opposite of Bama Jay, who also has a perky dick from Percocet.
Yeah, it doesn't work anymore.
A perky dick, doesn't work.
Looks like Squidward's
nose. Yo, get
out
of here with your perky dick, dude. Yeah,
perky ass dick.
You smoking 30s over here, dude, thinking you can get a hard on.
All right.
So, who were we listening to?
That was RFK, dude. And what did you think about that and the vaccines?
Yeah, what do you guys think about RFK?
I think he made a solid point. Honestly, I don't know enough about him to say anything about.
I kind of want to stick with Joe Biden for four more years just to see what happens. And then we can try RFK.
You think so?
Give him another 4 years.
You think that's a good move? Yeah.
Give the CIA 4 more years to heart attack gun him.
Let Obama stay behind the puppeteer.
We got to keep Obama in office.
Yeah, dude. Keep the Muslims in. Muslims and gays out.
We're trading you. Hey, listen, gays, you're going to have to go to the AA. We're bringing the Slims up.
It's literally nothing personal. It's just the choices that you make, dude. I got a gay baby. Please be gay.
Please be gay. Please That's crazy.
Why do you think she would wish to have her baby be gay so much? Just so for the clout? Is there gay clout?
She's clout and chasing, dude.
She's trying to get views.
There is a lot of gay clout nowadays. I just saw.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Like, that's a hell of a gay baby.
All my kids are queer. And I'm like, you failed as a parent.
It's because of their narcissism. They don't want to have any more generations out there. They would have liked to be the last one, but they already had these gay-ass kids.
So yeah. It's guilt, in a sense.
So they're like, be gay.
Yeah.
Yeah.
End this bloodline.
Yeah.
End it now. That's actually good. They should stay gay.
They are. Yeah.
Stop procreating.
That might be
the line. I shouldn't have said that.
No, that might be the point.
Oh, damn. I thought that was going to be the second strike.
No, I think you probably agree with me.
The Chinese are like trying to make us gay so that we stop reproducing. Meanwhile, they're ramping it up. They're like, capturing the Muslims and breeding them to be Chinese.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh, like we did with the Indians.
Yeah.
It's hard to tell the difference once you really start.
Yeah.
Once it gets a shade darker than...
Yeah, you see a brown skin tone, it's like, yep.
Yeah, that's...
Checks probably, out.
Yeah.
Some kind of
Chinese. Are you Muslim
some
or
kind
gay?
Of Chinese.
Yeah. Some kind of Muslim, gay, some kind of Chinese.
Guy's some kind of Chinese Muslim, I don't know.
I am Muslim, I am gay, I am also a Chinese.
Allah Akbar.
Whoa, dude.
Allahu Akbar.
That was a good impression.
Thank you very much. My dad's gay and Muslim, so... And Chinese.
I've heard it all my life.
Yeah, my dad is Asian. He's an Asian man.
Allahu Akbar.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's crazy. China, though, going back to the point, the statistics of them having children is a lot low.
It's a lot low,
It's a lot low, dude.
Yeah, what's the age of a lot low right now?
A lot lower than it was, you know, 10 years ago.
It is everywhere.
Yeah.
Yeah, I know. That's why they dropped the whole thing. They were like, you could only have one...
One child nation.
Before. Yeah. Now they're like, you can have as many kids as you want. And they're like, I want to have sex with this fucking sex robot that I made because this is awesome.
Have you guys been to your hospital? You offer a fucking suck off station. Exactly. Like, what's going on?
Yeah.
Why would I want a woman in this climate?
Why would you ever want a woman? You know what I'm talking about. What do you mean? Why are you laughing? Is that why you're laughing so hard?
Yeah, yeah. Because I'm like, yeah, why would you ever need a fucking woman,
It's constantly miserable. I mean, they're complaining.
All the time, the complaining doesn't stop.
Oh. You can never have a good day because then they're having a bad day the day you have a good day.
Can you put a load in? Can you do the dish? Like, dude, get the fuck out of here, dude. What are we doing? What
game are we playing? Yeah, I hate women. Okay, go ahead.
You're dressed like you bury women.
You imagine if I was like the funeral director?
You're the fucking guy in the morgue, dude. What
I'm
the
just like, what's up, guys?
Necrophilia.
If he worked,
are you ready to bury your loved one?
If he worked in a morgue, he would definitely get paid off to let people have sex with the bodies.
Oh, dude, he'd be pimping
what
the dead bodies
out. What would his price
be, you think? Pimping the dead bodies
I mean,
out?
I don't know what they're doing with it. I just give them, I just sell them time.
Oh, yeah. I mean, it's like time with a loved one.
Yeah.
I need to say goodbye. Clack, clack, clack.
It's like, God, this Leticia had a lot of family members.
I was going to say Amanda, dude. Amanda's.
Oh, Amanda, yes.
Yeah, they would never fuck a dead Leticia.
That's true. There's other choices.
You can go shopping, window shop first, dude.
Oh, yeah. Did you go through the little lockers? Kind of feel the toes, how warm or cold it still is.
She's been gone for 3 days.
You're
still
just
pretty
like
fresh.
Scrolling through the police reports, trying to find dead ones.
How are they murdered? Oh, trying to look for the hottest one that was murdered?
Yeah.
Oh, there you
Ooh.
Go.
I'm going to drive the dog after this podcast. That sounds hot.
Well.
Would you have sex with the dead body,
Absolutely
Pedro?
Not, dude. I would not even have sex with a sleeping body.
Would you have sex with a dead body, CJ?
Again?
Sure. You want to have sex with a sleeping body?
No, dude. I can't bring myself to do it. Just like I can't come on somebody's face.
Why?
That's crazy.
You're missing out. It's so much fun.
It's insane.
I mean, I've done tits, but I'm happy with tits.
And how great is tits?
Tits are good, dude. Tits are great.
Face is like, you know that old thing that you kind of move the hair around for the bald guy, like to make a beard or the hair on?
Hold on. He was telling me about tits. I want to hear a little bit more. So
tell us about tits.
What are tits like?
Tits, they feel like really nice.
Heaven snow cone.
Awesome.
What'd you say?
Heaven snow cone.
Heaven snow cone?
Yes.
It's, you know what it reminds me of? Those stress balls filled with...
sand?
Huh?
Sand?
No, not the sand ones. Okay. The ones that are like...
Tits remind you of balls?
Stress balls. The ones that are filled with the... What's that? Styrofoam?
Testicles?
Like those little styrofoam balls?
Oh, yeah. Because
those, like, once you squeeze, they puff back up, dude. And that's kind of what a tit does.
Yeah, it does squeeze.
It kind of comes back up.
Have you ever felt a tit?
Yeah,
what are we saying here?
I felt many tits.
Yeah, he's felt a lot of tits. Too many.
Too many tits, some would say.
For a married man.
Have you ever felt a tit?
No, that's why I'm asking, dude. Oh,
okay, all right, cool.
Never felt a living tit.
Not a
Yeah, no, but you got to try coming on. Come on,
yeah,
your
come
wife's
on a face.
Face,
dude. Come, you can come just on my face, dude. Just
on your anniversary or something. Be like, come on, this one's gonna be our child. Like, I know this is gonna be our child.
Yeah.
And then pull it last second. Shablam.
You never even like.
Do I warn? Stop me.
Should I warn? Should I warn her?
No, that's
just
you
do
want
it.
The shock.
All, that's from the mask.
The shock value. Shock
smoking.
Value.
Smoking.
Tony Montana, dude. Say hello to my little friend.
Friends.
Friends. Yeah. Plural.
Yeah.
About 15,000 of them.
Yeah, about 15,000 of my friends are swimming on your face. Yeah.
God damn, boy.
They're stuck in your little mustache.
My swimmers.
Yeah, but what led to this?
What do you mean what led to it? Who knew?
You were telling me.
What tits feel like? We manifested destiny. This is what our conversation came to.
Like Tom, we're like Thomas Jefferson of podcasting.
We're like the Nikola Tesla, but of the coming on faces variety.
Mm.
Yeah, free okay. Cum for everybody.
Free cum. You want to come on your face? I got you. Free cum.
But then fucking Isaac Putin comes along. That didn't work out very
no,
well.
No, I got
that,
it.
But yeah.
Instead of Newton, you switched it. He's a bitch.
He's trying to switch it to
bitch, poo? Dude. You're bowling old people that invented stuff.
Fuck yeah.
That's what it is.
I don't remember how we got there. I've been trying to recall, but
okay, well then, what it. Happened this week?
We were talking about coming, and you said it's like coming on somebody's face. I won't do that.
Well,
I said,
let's
oh, yeah,
see here.
You said you won't have sex with a sleeping body.
Oh yeah, yeah, yeah.
And that's not gay. That's not gay positive.
No, but it's rape.
That's anti LGBTQ.
Yeah, they always have sex with sleeping bodies.
They can barely right,
what
stay
are we,
awake.
What are we watching here, dude?
Yeah, what are we watching?
Creepy or not?
Ooh.
Zooming in on something out in the water at the beach.
To homie on a surfboard, dude.
Oh, to homie on jerking? A surfboard? What's he doing?
Oh, they're having sex?
Oh, a homie that's and hot. His gal.
No, dude, he's trying to resuscitate her. She was drowning.
Oh, is that a lady or a seal?
Her. He's doing CPR. He's doing the compressions on her chest.
I think that's an ocean animal.
Is it? He's having sex with her.
Oh, she's awake.
It's a lady.
She's. I mean, she.
That means it's consensual.
¿Quién crees que eres?
That's pretty hot.
That's fucking.
That'd be hot.
Dope, dude.
Yeah, to fuck out and see
oh,
like that.
Oh, yeah. Imagine reeling back into the shore, dude. Being yeah, like, dude. Yeah.
But there's obviously, people
no
can
law in the
see
ocean.
Them.
We just did that.
And the person who's filming is a fucking pervert.
Yeah, seriously. What a creep.
Put
dude.
Your fucking phone down.
Yeah, so are all those kids watching.
Give what? Those people some privacy.
Perverted ass kids.
Give the kids an iPad, dude. What are we talking about?
Then they won't have to see me fucking my lady out.
Yeah,
there.
Dude. Let them witness the wonderful
the beauty
of whoops, sexual relations, what? Dude.
Let the kids watch you have sex.
¿Quién crees que eres?
That's true. Well,
you don't want to be anti-LGBTQ here, but
you guys are being super not woke by saying.
Yeah, yeah, I think kids should
prejudiced.
Watch.
That's what I'm saying.
They should learn.
Let them witness the beauty that
the
it troop. Is.
And there's no laws at sea. It's pirate's law.
Yeah,
pirates
they swim out there. They're
uncharted
like
waters.
International waters.
Yeah, exactly. That's a real Pirates of the Caribbean right there.
Oh, yeah. He put pirates in her Caribbean for sure, dude.
I don't know if he did, dude. I don't know if he could nut with that fucking fat seal of a pig right there. That looked like a land animal out at sea.
At first, I thought it was a
he
bestiality.
Just fucks it,
a
walrus fucks it out there. And like kind of just rolls it off the.
She's sinking the fucking float board they're on.
These Hunter Biden videos are getting crazy.
Those are getting crazy, yeah.
Yeah, dude.
That would be dope, though, to fuck like that.
Oh, yeah. I'd maybe go another mile out, maybe, but yeah, no.
You don't
want to
get eaten by sharks.
Yeah, dude.
Would you rather get eaten by a shark or have a kid watch you have sex?
You have to answer.
I'd go with eaten by a shark, dude. Seriously.
Really?
Yeah, I think I would.
All right.
Because shark attacks are very rare, and it's not so rare for a kid to watch you have sex. So let's
see where you come from.
It's 2023, dude. Everything's going down.
That's true. Everything's going viral.
And have you ever walked in on your parents?
Yeah.
I've watched my parents.
I walked out on my parents. It's taking too long.
Like, this is crazy.
What the hell?
You have erectile dysfunction, Dad. You got to face it.
I already came. I got to get out of here.
¿Quién crees que eres?
I guess I'll just put myself back to bed.
I see you're tucking mama in, but all right. I'll go fuck myself.
Have you walked in on your parents?
I've never walked in on my parents.
You never walked in on your parents doing what?
Having sexy times, dude.
Oh. That's a bad sign. That means they don't have enough sex.
No.
You need
I've
to talk to your parents.
That, but I've,
have
I've,
a sit down with your parents and say, you guys need to have more sex. I never walked into you guys having sex.
I'm going to need you guys to fuck.
Look, tomorrow I'll come by. Let me walk in on you.
Speaking of animals fucking.
Okay.
Whoa.
Oh, no. I was talking about the seal, not the Hispanics.
More bitchy Valens over there, dude. That's crazy.
Straight up. Back. God, I wish you would have died at 18, dude. Shit.
I
was just saying to finish to full circle here. Yeah.
I want to see my parents fuck.
Let me watch you. I have heard them, so that's different. That's
what,
just
what did it sound like?
What did it sound like?
I'm not gonna play it out, dude.
That was your dad.
That was my dad. He goes hi. He goes hi. It's crazy.
And your mom does the.
That's what she says.
Yeah. Vibrato, mijo, you gotta do it. No,
that's hot.
I have heard it.
That's hot.
Allahu Akbar. Well, I'm not Middle Eastern, dude. Come on.
Yeah.
I can't tell, dude.
It's hard. It's getting harder to tell.
It's getting summertime, I get dark, boy.
Oh, yeah.
Look at me, dude. Yeah. Look at this dark ass skin. I'm pretty much able to say the N-word. I literally.
You get the N-word pass, but not a free pass to board a plane.
Yeah. Some passes are better than others. I definitely go with that pass over the. I don't fly enough. You know what I'm saying?
True. Yeah.
All right. What were we gonna?
Yeah.
Go
what
to
were we gonna do?
I have an update on the girl who got arrested for fucking her dog.
Really?
Yeah. She's out.
Do you have the video this time?
I have a picture.
Ooh.
She's out of jail?
Her name, yep, is Denise Frazier. She said, the most annoying thing about getting out of jail is seeing how people are so judgmental.
Oh, my God. She's fighting back.
Isn't
she's clapping
so
back.
Annoying how people get so judgmental about you fucking your dog?
It is pretty judgmental.
Like,
the dog wasn't complaining, I'll tell you that.
Oh, right? No. He was complaining all over her ass cheeks.
He was shooting complaints everywhere, dude.
¿Quién crees que eres?
Yeah. She said, yes, I did it in a church. But some of you don't even go to church.
True.
At least I fucked a dog at a church.
Well, at least all dogs,
know she,
all dogs go to heaven, dude.
True.
That's crazy. Some of you are judging me, but God didn't judge me.
No, God loved it.
He judged it.
He's like, thank you, my child, just jerking off in the sky.
I haven't seen shit like this since the Bible days.
I remember back in my day, Mary Magdalene would get down with the donkeys.
¿Quién crees que
eres? And I'm not talking about the Mexicans.
¿Quién crees que eres?
Oh, shit. At the end of the day, I'm thick, cute, and very smart.
Oh, yeah.
Let me see this bitch, dude. Let me zoom in on this.
Obviously, you're very smart.
Little lady.
It's weird, though, because she's not any of those things. Maybe she's a little cute.
I'm going to be completely honest with you.
Yeah.
I would watch a video of her fucking a dog.
Oh, yeah.
That's just me being real with you guys.
Yeah.
No?
Looks like she's starting to turn into a dog in that picture. Like she's slowly going to the Animorphs thing.
Animorphs.
She's slowly becoming the dog.
Yeah.
Slowly becoming. Have you seen that meme where it's like this, it's the Animorphs thing and it's a girl turning into like a rat?
Wood, fuck, wood,
is
fuck,
it wood, yeah. Maybe. No.
Yeah.
When she's a fucking complete rat.
I wonder how long did she go to jail for? And how old is this fine lad?
I mean, you imagine.
How old is this dog fucking slut over here, dude?
That's insane, too, because now her whole family knows that she's just fucking a dog.
Yeah.
Hopefully it's not the family's dog. I hope it's her own dog.
Oh, imagine
dude,
if it was
get
a family dog.
By this bitch.
What do you mean?
Like on Tinder. You could easily
she's like,
swipe
I love
rides,
my dog.
But you have no idea.
Nobody knows her name.
Well, we just said her name.
Denise.
Yeah.
Denise but, Dogfucker.
But, dude,
but if
honestly,
you didn't know about the story.
Yeah, if you think about it, how many people have heard that story?
I don't
not
know.
A lot.
That's what I'm saying. Yeah. Like, so you're still a stranger to the world, dude. You True. Can live on your life.
So yeah. You could be dating a girl that likes to fuck a yeah. dog on the side.
Nobody's going to background check you on that one.
At least you know she's not going to cheat on you if she does it just with other dogs. And you might get weird diseases. So this is a weird thing.
Imagine being in a relationship with her and she brings home, like, honey, I got myself a, like, we got a Great Dane now.
You come home, there's six dogs. You're like, what the fuck? Six pit bulls.
All these beaners gangbanging you every night.
Because
let's be honest, pit bulls are Mexican dogs.
Oh, yeah.
He was talking about Pitbull the rapper.
Yeah, that's what I was talking about.
Oh, okay.
Couple Rottweilers. Like, what? This is too far, honey.
She just brought home a Great Dane, dude.
Couple like, of DMXs.
Right. You would get jealous and where she's right? on the couch cuddling, just licking her tit. You're like, what the fuck?
The dog's awfully close to you tonight, hon.
Like, she's kind of petting his dick.
The dog can smell when she's ovulating, too, so he's like, wants it more. That's crazy, dude.
She's 19.
Ooh.
Oh, Ricky Valens,
she's making
dude.
Videos for 3 years?
Why didn't she die instead of Ricky?
True.
Her bond
she's been making videos for 3 years. I just went over my head, but then I caught it. I processed late.
And you're like, oh, that's hot.
Yeah. You're like, whoa, where are those? I said, where are those? Hold it up.
If found guilty, she could spend up to 10 years in prison.
Damn,
dude.
Did so she what? Get the visits from her dog?
Conjugal visits. conjugal visits from your dog. That tickled me, dude. That was good. Yeah. That was funny, man.
Dang. In the affidavit, Frazier admitted she was the one in the video, but she said she had been forced to participate.
Ooh, by the dog? By Michael Vick?
By her passion.
My dogs are going to fuck you.
Yeah.
Listen, bitch, this dog going to fuck you.
She was forced by love.
Yeah. Well, dogs.
Wait, she's, that's actually
friend?
What she said? She no. was okay, but she was forced to make the videos because she needed to make initially. Money or something?
Right, yeah. You were forced by $500.
Yeah.
You fucking scared.
An officer said three separate dogs were seen on video and all Damn. The animals are now in a safe place getting medical help.
Oh,
imagine,
yeah.
Dude, imagine rescuing a dog and be like, well, what was his upbringing?
Has a ripped asshole.
Well, he got raped.
No, it did raping, but it's confusing. That dog just humps everybody in the family.
He's a rescue. Yeah, we got it from somebody that fucked the shit out of this dog.
So if he tries to hump you, you really need to put your foot down. Yeah.
Foot down, ass up.
A week early, he predicts my period. Damn dog fucking
Which is that kind of convenient.
That's kind of dope.
Yeah.
Yeah, well, that's it.
That's crazy, dude.
That's a good family-friendly story.
Yeah. I don't think we'll get a strike for that one.
No, I think... Having sex with animals online, it's fine.
It's crazy that we've been dealing with this since the Bible.
Have we?
Like, in the Bible, they're all, stop having sex with animals.
Oh, yeah, that's true.
Joseph fucked a goat, dude, I think.
And still, we have to be like, all right, Denise, back away from the donkey.
Yeah.
It's primal, dude.
It is primal. It's primal. Let's get dicked down by an animal.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's horse cock, can you imagine?
Yeah.
Close your eyes.
Imagine.
Close your eyes. Okay, you're on a nice farm. In Seattle, you smell the nice fresh air.
It's about 6 in the morning.
You feel the flies kind of running around your face in nature.
I gotta feed him, but he's a little angry this morning. Maybe if I just jerk him off, he'll settle down.
I can smell the hormones.
Oh, geez Louise.
That's primal.
Mm-hmm.
That's primal shit right there, dude.
Getting dicked down my horse, dude.
Primal jizz.
Oh, yeah.
What was that video of Mr. Hands? Is that what that video was called? Yeah.
Where, I don't know that video.
Have
actually.
You ever seen the
you
video?
You guys never played the Sega game, Primal Jizz?
No, I didn't. I guess it's the one that got away, dude.
It's called Primal Rage. It was the takeoff.
I never... This is the first Sega reference I've heard in like 17 years, so... Sorry, but I missed that one. What was the game about?
It doesn't matter.
Okay. Primal Raids. Like
about
what
having
got...
sex with animals.
Oh.
That sounds like a fun game.
I think I might revisit that.
It's kind of VR I want to get into, dude.
Yeah.
Hopefully Apple's new headset does some of that VR. Some animal fucking.
Oh, yeah?
That new $4,000
Isn't it crazy?
Dude?
It's still legal in like 4 or 5 states.
I don't think it is anymore. I think it's illegal.
No, it's illegal in like the majority of the states, but there's still like 4 or 5 states that you can pull it off.
I think you're wrong.
Can we look this up? Can we prove the point? I'm pretty sure.
You're pretty sure that you've booked your vacations in these four places.
I'm pretty sure it's still Arizona, so I've been clean. I've been safe.
It's definitely. Well, that chick needs to move then if she likes fucking her dog that much.
That's true, huh?
Just go to a different state.
Yeah, think about moving away.
Moving away, I got you.
Bestiality has been a crime at the federal level since the 1950s under the United States Armed Forces.
So animals had rights before African Americans did.
Literally,
1950s are like, this has got to stop. Yeah. Respect these animals.
Unnatural carnal. The code states that individuals who engage in, quote, unnatural carnal copulation with an animal, unquote, are guilty.
Unnatural.
Of bestiality and will be punished through court-martial.
It's still legal, though, kinky. Dude, in a couple of states.
According to Route50.com, bestiality is legal in four states.
Telling you, homie.
Which states do you think they are?
Louisiana.
Alabama?
No.
Wyoming?
Wyoming's one.
Ooh, nice.
Montana?
No.
Kentucky?
Arizona?
No.
Idaho?
I've been breaking the law.
Idaho?
¿Quién crees que eres?
I know Washington outlawed it a couple of years ago. That's on a list, right?
No. Okay. You guys are sort of in the ballpark with your stereotypical answers on one that's left? No.
Ohio.
And then the other two are sort of surprising. Mm-mm. So it's Wyoming.
Maine.
Mm-hmm. No.
You can't do that, Maine.
You can't do that, Maine. All right, just give it to us. What is it?
Hawaii.
Oh, Hawaii.
On a beach in Hawaii.
You can fuck a pig on a beach in Hawaii.
New Mexico.
New Mexico. Oh. No wonder my brother, the meat smuggler, is down there, dude.
Yeah, he's smuggling his meats into pigs.
Smuggling that meat into pigs, dude. What the hell, bro?
That's why Jeffrey Epstein had that ranch down there.
Ooh.
Slathering ranch gestern on the...
What's worse, animals
Hawaii,
or kids?
New Mexico.
That was one thing that...
Wait, did you say all four of them?
No.
Okay, sorry.
The last one, on the thing of what's worse, animals or kids, Aleister Crowley, known...
As Mr. Crowley by Ozzy Osbourne.
Right, and known debaucherer and ritual magic participator and secret society guy, and he worked with British intelligence as well. One of the rituals he would talk about was like involved sacrifice. Like you needed the blood of a menstruating woman is okay, is what he would say. The blood of an animal is better. The blood of an animal. And the blood of the child is best.
Ooh.
Yeah, that was his recommendation.
Mr. Crowley.
I could see that, though. Song. Blood of a child would be the best blood to get. If I'm on the blood market.
See how powerful that is.
If I'm in the...
snooping around the blood market?
If I'm in the blood market, I'm looking for a child's blood. I'm sorry.
Yeah,
I'm,
you want a
I'm
blood...
I'm not going to be a bad person. I'm not going to get an old person's blood.
Why would you want an old person's blood?
I would get it the youngest possible.
You want a blood boy, not a blood man.
Exactly.
That's disgusting.
Yeah.
That's true. That's true.
And then the last one is West Virginia.
Oh, West Virginia.
That one was a giveaway. Come on. Yeah. How did we not get that one?
West Virginia.
Yeah, yeah.
Having sex with piggies.
And my sister.
Oh, take me home.
Piggies is what he called his sister, dude.
West Virginia. Yeah, yeah.
Dude, I
when
talked somebody...
she wants to fuck a pig.
I've asked somebody, like, just in conversation, like, oh, where are you from? They're like, Virginia. And I was like, West Virginia? And they, like, immediately pulled back. They're like, fuck no, dude. Don't ever say that shit about... I was like, what's so...
bad?
I was like, what's so wrong? Because I didn't know. I was ignorant to the fact.
Yep.
I was like, what's so wrong with West Virginia? And he goes, dude, that's where all the fucking incest shit goes on and everything, you know?
Sounds sick as hell.
That's what...
And then you were like, so what's wrong with West Virginia?
Can I get an Airbnb?
So then I was like, can I move in over there with somebody?
Sounds nice, dude. Probably got some nice
pizza
parlors.
They sound cooler than you, bitch.
They do. I know.
You being a little bitch.
That's judgmental, honestly.
Yeah, I know,
it's judgmental
for sure.
On them to be like, because it's not even illegal.
It's Pride Month, dude. You can't just talk shit about incest like that.
Yeah. Or fucking animals.
¿Quién crees que?
Oh, is that what the I is in LGBTQIA or whatever?
I think so, dude. Yeah, incest.
Incest
and animals.
¿Quién crees que eres?
I don't see a problem there.
Lesbian, gay, bisexual, transgender, incest, and animals.
Queer. You forgot the Q, homie. Come on, dude. Be woke.
They're not
he real. Didn't forget it. He left it out on purpose.
Yeah.
That's for your, everybody at home. That's true. He left out the Q.
That's crazy. No, but they did like pull back and they were like, oh, fuck no, I'm not from West Virginia. I was like, damn, dude, why is that so bad?
Yeah.
I guess it's a reputation, dude. That's what you got to deal with.
That's a reputation. Yeah. You either fucked your dad or fucked an animal.
Or, yeah.
Would you rather?
An animal.
Really?
Than my dad?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah. Mm. But my dad's an animal, so.
Catch 22.
Catch 22, dude.
22. The catch 22.
That's disgusting. Why are we on this topic, dude?
Because CJ's an animal, dude.
So what are you looking at?
Let's talk about animals having sex.
He's like, let's bring up the girl that fucked a dog.
You guys want to know what I've been stroking my meat to lately?
That's disgusting, dude. It's illegal here.
I was trying to find out more about the states that have it, that they just don't have any legislation on it. But since it's outlawed at the federal level.
Yeah, but it is wrong.
You get popped for it.
Yeah, it's like selling cocaine.
Now, I want to be on that inside sting. Like, I want to be like undercover working, trying to bust the places that let people have sex with animals. Yeah,
you know what I want to do is make a Vice documentary about it, dude.
That would be a good documentary.
But pro fucking animals.
Oh, yeah, have a GoPro on where you're fucking them.
¿Quién crees que eres?
Like those undercover, like, slaughterhouses videos. But you're just fucking.
So I just put my dick in right here.
Yep, did this morning. God damn,
yeah,
dude.
That's nasty. I know. Yeah, watching that thing in, like, there's a documentary called Zoo, I believe. And it's about a guy. There's like a fuck farm in somewhere around in Washington. And he died from it because the horse was penetrating him.
That was Mr. Hands video? I don't know.
But then so they had to close it down. And then they finally outlawed it in Washington, too. I just remember being like, whoa, that's crazy.
Dude, a fuck farm? That's so crazy.
Yeah.
Yeah. Animal House, dude.
Crazy awesome.
Oh, yeah.
George, or what's the name?
Those are different kind of farmers.
George Orwell.
They're farming that ass.
Trying to harvest that booty, dude.
Well, here's the pigs I'm growing to fuck. Here's the horses, the cattle.
So gnarly.
Yeah.
That's like pedophiles having kids.
True.
Whoa, they got kid farms?
My guys both looking at me.
¿Quién crees que eres?
Well, Nick, do you have anything to say?
It's fucked up.
Yeah, that's crazy, dude.
Fuck farm.
But imagine getting penetrated by a horse.
I can't imagine, dude.
And it destroying and completely ripping up your insides, enough for you to bleed out and die.
You start talking like RFK. Yeah.
I just got fucked by this horse.
Oh, yeah. Don't stop.
That's why my voice sounds like this.
Going back to that, though, that is like.
The horse's cock went all the way down my throat.
I don't know where I heard it, but it was like, yeah, this is why he's not going to become president, is just because of his voice. Be like, I don't like how he sounds. I'm not voting for him. You know, like.
It's retarded.
It's so dumb.
Yeah.
I mean, if you lean that way.
Yeah.
If you lean anyway, dude, you're kind of dumb. Kind of dumb, dude. It's being real.
I feel you. You lean anyway. If you have any opinion, you're pretty dumb.
You're fucking should
never have an opinion about anything.
Yeah.
It's the safest place to
If you have any opinion.
Thinking about shit's retarded.
You're pretty dumb.
Yeah, it's a waste of time. You're wasting everybody's time. You're on the company clock and you're wasting the company money.
Mine and yours, all right?
Now, here's a question.
All right.
From Reddit, if your penis made a noise every time it got hard, what would you want the noise to be?
Ooh, that's a good one. It's a good question, I feel like. It's philosophical. It makes you think. It
doesn't make you think.
You want to live with one noise for the rest of your life. What about the Old Spice, like, deodorant, like Little Whistle? Do you know what it is?
Where is it?
I can't remember it right now, honestly.
Perfect way to bring it up. CJ, what would you like your penis to make? What sound would you like to make?
I feel like maybe just like a...
Yeah. Well, every time?
That's, awesome. That's the women when they see your penis.
My penis does make a noise.
My boner does make a noise every time.
Yeah,
it'd be terrible because the weird moments when you get boners, you know, throughout the day, then it just makes that sound. And you're just kind of like,
yeah.
You know what I mean? Like when you get a boner at work and you're just around guys.
Yeah.
And you're just
like, what if it was a no? Yeah. Oh yeah.
All right. Oh no.
Or this vaccine is wrong.
It's Trump 2024.
Or it's like the like last 15 seconds of a car commercial, you know what I mean? Where it's just like
0% APR. Or if every time it just goes,
shit. I'm going to smoke crack.
No, no. Wait, no.
It's one of them June.
What the hell? Where'd it go?
She was, yeah. She was 12. I was 30. But anyway.
That but every anyway, time,
oh, yeah. That'll get that'd you rock hard.
It's your dick thinking about it.
That article did say people who have sex with animals tend to start collecting child pornography.
And, oh, really?
And
really?
Then committing other forms of abuse and stuff.
Interesting. Mm,
I would never see them as terrible people.
Yeah. Those that fuck animals.
That science, that data that they were citing in that is anti-LGBTQ, and we don't support it here.
I don't support that whatsoever.
That's fucked up.
Yeah,
we're having a gay guy this month.
Yeah,
you can have sex with an animal without collecting child porn, or vice versa.
Exactly.
Doesn't make you a bad person.
Right. You can go to Epstein Island for the views.
Right.
Dude. It's a beautiful beach.
You just want to tour the little chapel they have up there.
Exactly.
Yeah, that's what they call the kid.
Little chapel?
Little chap.
Yeah, he's chapped all right.
Chafed and chapped. Yeah, dude, there's that's not enough sure.
Burt's Bees that'll fix that little asshole.
Burt's Bees is a reference to some guy's balls.
Burt's Beans.
I'm going to smoke crack with the bums down at the boardwalk.
I hope he finds his son again, dude.
I hope he gets a grip on his life soon.
He goes up and down, dude. He's deep in that adventure.
Why couldn't it have been him that died in a car crash instead of fucking Ryan Dunn?
Right. Because God's a cruel mistress.
Mm-hmm.
Edison's music in the chat.
What up, dogs?
Cutest kid at the wedding with a boner symbol.
Eggplant.
Eggplant. Thank you so much.
That's what direction would say.
You know the noise that... you know the noise after... what's his name? Ate the spinach?
Popeye?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I think that's the noise that I want my boner
and
to make.
And do you know that sound? Or just...
Yeah, it's like when you hit the hammer on the little bell thing and you...
Ting.
The strength tester.
Ching.
Ching. Yeah, dude.
It's like spitting into a bucket, dude.
If my boner has to make a noise, I want it to be a racial slur.
Yeah, me too. Yeah, dude.
Wouldn't you, though, take advantage of that? It's like, I can't control it. It just...
Oh, yeah.
That's what it does. Chink.
Oh.
Can't y'all ready for this?
End word.
Come on, dude.
Whoa, dude. We have two strikes now.
Yeah.
Y'all ready for slurs?
That should be our intro to our song. Y'all ready for slurs? Welcome to the podcast.
Shit.
No. Slurs sure are funny, guys.
I never say slurs, dude.
We say them all the time.
Seriously.
Oh, yeah.
I'd say it jokingly all the time.
Yeah, when I'm driving, I'm mad at them. Say some funny slurs.
If there's a rap song going on, I will say the N-word.
Say it, dude.
Yeah, you're like, I hate these this N-word music.
Y'all some bitches. Say. No, I'm just kidding, dude. Yeah. Come on. There are some songs that sound like that.
I believe you.
Today's the 10-year anniversary of Edward Snowden's reporting.
Oh, yeah?
That the government's been spying on us.
Who's that dude?
For real?
Are you fucking kidding me?
Wait, did he go to Russia, too?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. All right, I know who he is. Yeah. He was the one that whistleblowed.
He whistleblowed.
He whistleblowed, dude.
He whistleblowed, dude. You ever whistleblowed? Goddamn, do you ever whistleblowed, dude? Come on. Yeah, about the NSA.
He whistled
shit.
The N-word.
Right?
Yeah.
Yeah. He dog whistled the NSA is the problem.
Yeah.
He dog whistled?
Yep.
Oh, so it was a higher pitch.
Mm-hmm.
Nice.
Yeah, N-word something attitude.
Ooh. Snowden with an attitude.
NSA, what?
¿Quién crees que eres?
10-year anniversary? Is he back in the States or is he still in Russia?
No, he's gone. They'll kill his ass.
You think so?
Yeah, he's probably fighting the Ukrainians.
Oh, yeah, I bet he's pro-Russia for sure.
Keep fighting my brother. Kill every single last one of the Ukrainians.
¿Quién crees que eres?
You shut up!
This is Russia's motherland.
Damn, dude. Then Russia's going to come for us, dude.
No, they're not, dude.
You don't
I
think
hope so?
So,
dude.
You want to be communist?
I'd love to see him come.
Yeah, I hope they come on us. Be the little pig at a farm. Fuck farm.
Russians have big old dongs.
Oh, yeah.
No, they don't. That's
and a, bad
that's
attitudes.
Not true.
Really?
Yeah. I've been with a couple Russians in my life, and they do not have
it's true. He's
big old dongs.
He's been with a couple Russians. Which is fine.
Yeah.
A couple white Russians before you drive. You don't have a problem.
Don't call him out on that, dude.
Come on, dude.
You're an alcoholic, dude.
I'm not an alcoholic. I'm just driving home.
He just has parenting issues. He's mad at his parents, and his brother stole his castle.
I'm going to smoke crack.
Ah, oh, damn, dude. Poor right. Bam Margera.
All right. Well, is that the episode, guys?
No, we have
two
more.
Oh.
We do? We didn't even talk about Snowden, dude.
Dude,
we're just celebrating his 10 years, dude.
Yeah.
He's fighting Ukraine. What do we got?
Here's a fella who's doing something.
What's going on, man?
Okay, we're looking at a vehicle in a driveway, doors open, people getting into it.
Oh, I don't like the sound of this.
Here comes a white car across the lot.
Damn, homie. What the hell
Asian
is that?
Asian drivers.
Is that a Sonata? What the hell, dude?
No, dude, that's straight China.
Sure, are you all right?
Are you all right?
Oh, my God. I thought he did that on purpose, dude. What the hell?
You take responsibility for your actions.
He's listening to motivational tapes. It's all, that, you are impeccable.
You are
take responsibility for your actions. Well, now's your chance, buddy.
Are you okay?
Jesus Christ, dude, I thought he did it on purpose. What the
that's
hell?
Crazy.
He must Homie have fallen asleep listening to that retarded right? ass fucking
monotone yeah. ass fucker.
Wayne Dwyer.
That was
whatever.
RFK.
You must take responsibility for your actions.
Oh, shit.
Come He's to all, the dark side.
He's like, okay, I'll hit this guy, and then I'll be like, you okay?
The dark side of the moon is the vaccines. Fauci is
what
Lucifer.
Is that? That's fucking what RFK, that? Dude.
That's the fuck farm That's guy.
Robert Fuck Farm Kennedy Jr.
King Chris Kennedy.
Robert Fuck Farm Kennedy's so funny.
Man,
That's
the Kennedys,
crazy, dude. They haven't had a good fucking
yeah, that one,
streak in a while, huh?
Yeah, I know. That's the only reason everyone else got killed by the CIA, except for RFK. They're like, it'll be fine. We can let this one live. The other ones, they killed in planes. They shot him in Dallas. The RFK, yeah. They're like, we don't have to do anything. This yeah. guy is retarded.
Chop his ass in the throat and let him go.
The only
dude.
Thing that streaks in a Kennedy family is their blood.
Yeah, sure.
King Chris Kennedy.
God damn.
Jesus Christ.
Holy shit.
Yeah.
Should we exit on a on a Discovery Channel documentary about the Killdozer?
Sure.
Oh, what is this Killdozer? You yeah. sent in the group chat. I didn't really read it.
So the Killdozer, let's just read a little bit about it.
Let's read
we'll
a little
let,
bit about it.
Discovery
dude.
Take us out.
Just like they do on the Discovery Channel.
From Lars for President on Twitter, at
Ooh,
Libertarian
Metallica.
Lars. Gather around, everyone. It's time for an intriguing story about an ordinary man pushed to extraordinary measures. Marvin Heemeyer.
Dylan Roof.
Dylan Hero. Dylan Roof.
Kyle Rittenhouse. I mean, you can really just put a... Cheers.
What do you do? Oh, cheers.
Uh-oh.
No, it's fine.
Help me with mine.
I don't need it.
No, that shit gave me a stomach ache.
It's a different one now.
Oh, it's a different one.
Yeah.
I give you
what do you got?
This is a double haze.
Ooh, optical amusement.
Try it.
Loving myself a hazy. So tasty. So Marvin Heemeyer was
a nice one.
Was
nice,
a
right?
ordinary Almanac. Man.
New Mexico.
Ooh.
You can fuck horses
We can
there.
Fuck horses there.
Maybe have a couple hazes.
That's a hazy
That's what
morning.
Makes it hazy.
Yeah, imagine that yeah. hangover. You wake up after a horse
yeah.
fucked you. And
yeah.
You're,
and you're just like, why,
Rick,
why
did,
God?
What did I do last night? You just see
you
some
just
fucking
had,
carrots next to your nightstand?
Yeah.
You just had sex with a cow in your bed, and now you're going to go down and fuck the horse?
The like story
greasy,
of my life.
And the cow in your bed is
carrots.
Your wife.
Oh. Welcome to New Mexico.
You guys are bad people.
Yeah. What are you going to do, daddy?
Take Marvin, me to an island and fuck me.
Marvin Heemeyer was a simple owner of a muffler shop in Granby, Colorado.
No, he muffles all right, dude.
Oh, yeah.
When the city council decided to approve the construction of a concrete factory right across from his shop, Marvin's troubles began. The decision obstructed the only access road to his business. Marvin put up a fight, lodging appeals against the construction, even procuring heavy machinery for building a new access road himself. But all of his efforts fell on deaf ears.
Oh.
The state.
They were handicapped.
They didn't care.
Yeah, the state encroaching on this individual's rights. The concrete factory sprang up, blatantly disregarding the impact on Marvin's business.
Ooh.
To make matters worse, Marvin's shop got cut off from the city's sewage line during the factory construction, leading to him being unjustly fined by the city council.
That's not fair.
That's not justly.
That's not fair at all.
It is not just.
He's shitting in buckets in his muffler shop.
Can we light that joint?
Yeah, sure.
Sorry. Or I can load a bowl if you want. But
no, light it, dude. God.
Seeing his livelihood crumble, Marvin refused to give in. Over a span of 18 months, he converted the bulldozer he had initially bought to salvage his business into an armored machine.
Nice, dude. Good shit for Marvin.
Oh, yeah. That's sick.
Stick it to the man.
Yeah, if you're not going to fucking listen to my grievances.
Yeah.
I'm going to make you listen.
Ooh.
It boasted a 3-foot-thick...
That's what he says to every girl.
What, 3-foot-thick?
A 3-foot-thick steel and concrete armor, advanced camera systems, and bulletproof glass.
On the bulldozer?
On the...
Killdozer.
Killdozer. Oh. June 4th, 2004 marked a day of reckoning. Marvin Heemeyer sealed himself inside the fortified bulldozer, that's famously sick. Known as Killdozer, preparing to make his final stand. I'm hard.
Yeah, that'd be a sick final stand inside of a bulldozer.
Oh, yeah.
Killdozer. Yeah,
emerging from the muffler shop, Marvin directed the killdozer towards... directed the killdozer towards the very concrete factory that led to his downfall. Damn,
but dude.
Going to battle with a concrete factory also sounds like a death wish.
That's, you know, a hard, I mean? That's a hard task.
I'm fighting against concrete.
Yeah.
But, I mean, yeah, that's the machinery to do it with.
You're not wrong there, CJ. I'm sorry. You're right.
Yeah, dude, you better apologize.
I'm sorry, dude.
So check it out, dude. Let's.
Damn, dude, we were almost through without saying that word.
I couldn't help it.
No, you are right. Good job.
Thank you.
here's a Discovery Channel presentation on the matter.
A bulldozer levels a building in Granby, Colorado. Then another.
Is that Disturbed playing in the background?
Oh,
what
yeah.
the hell?
It was 2004.
It's at Adelaide dying.
Yeah, looks like I don't know what happened. By city engineers or construction workers. I don't know why he's doing this. We just crippled his business.
Yeah, we just made it impossible for him to make a living. This should have been all of us during the COVID lockdowns.
True.
Driving. Notice I didn't hit King Chris Carreras, you fucks.
The man inside this armor-plated bulldozer is Marv Heemeyer.
Heemeyer, dude.
Yeah,
what a fucking hero,
like, he looks
dude.
Like one of the bad guys in Home Alone.
And vehicles, one after another.
That's so fucking metal, dude.
Can you imagine the adrenaline he has going on right now, dude? And
he's hard.
Oh, hard as concrete.
Or anybody else who stands in his way.
Damn, dude, that thing's bad, man.
That thing's sick.
He reinforced that bad boy.
That thing could take down Ukraine alone. The billion-dollar country.
It's only taped in metal, and you can't see who's driving or anything.
There, he outfitted the dozer with 2 sheets of half-inch steel plating.
Yeah. Fuck yeah.
In between.
Fuck
I love
yeah,
the people
dude.
At the dive bar. He was telling this about when he was building it.
Yeah.
He's like, I'm making a kill dozer.
They're all, that guy's on crack.
They're all trying to kick me out of this town. I'm going to show them soon.
And video monitor.
Just wait, Jeffrey.
Yeah,
wait till next
you.
Week, Jeffrey.
It's like, you know what? One more drink, I'll show you the kill dozer. He's like, what the fuck?
Blueprints and shit. On a bar napkin.
There's probably an FBI guy at the bar who gave him the idea.
This is probably an FBI guy.
The one thing all of those places have in common, Heemeyer feels he has been wronged by these businesses or the people who own them.
even exacts revenge on the home of the town's former mayor.
I respect nice. That. Because it's so far away. He drives that thing so slowly to the mayor's house. The mayor's like, no. Yeah. For miles.
And there's nothing that you can do, dude.
So to my house.
Fucking Armageddon, bitch.
He's 45 minutes away. You're like, oh, man, I don't know what I can do.
Of his front end loader and get set to take on the armor.
Oh, somebody drove a front end loader in front of him.
But quickly, the
he said, what, bitch?
In an industrial sized game of chicken.
Uh-oh.
E-Miner speeds ahead, aiming directly for the block.
Oh, he's going for it.
Realizing his intentions, the loader attempts to flee, but the armor dozer gives chase.
I changed my mind. I changed my mind. Fuck!
Ramming the tractor off its path.
Get it, fuck out my boy, dude.
My only tractor, man.
It's like,
come on.
This is like fucking Twisted Metal, dude.
Yeah, that was such a fun game, dude.
Hell yeah.
Holy shit, that was such a good game.
Such a good game.
The civilian operator hurries to safety.
They corner him? What'd they do?
No, that was the guy who drove the front end loader.
The bulldozer grinds to a halt under the rubble of a steel building.
Shit.
Its engine has called it quits.
Well, I can call him that.
He's Indian.
I am done now, mister.
I have finished.
I am done now, white man.
Cab of his homemade tank, Marv Heemeyer.
That guy went down like
took his own
hero.
Life.
Did
he shot
really?
Himself after that.
Did he?
And in
then,
the tank?
Yeah, and then
what
they had to
fucking
cut it. Took
hero.
Him like, it took him like 3 hours
what
to cut
a
him out.
Fucking American hero, dude.
And I'm proud to be an American. Where we'll bulldoze ourselves free. We will kill
we
ourselves.
We won't forget Marvin Heemeyer.
What he did for me. So I'm going to stand up
next to Jews.
Oh, Jesus all right, Christ, all right, dude. All right. God damn it.
Thank you, everybody, for tuning in for another great Prideful episode. We love you. Amor y motherfucking
pass. We'll see you next week, folks.
I'm going to smoke crack with the bums down at the boardwalk.